That's when I knew, said Forrest. That's when a lot of people saw it.
It was the bodies of the ants. There were thousands of them. Thousands and thousands and thousands. There were more than the entire loaded complement, not just of the Terra, but of the entire wing. There were too many. Too damn many. The next wave was more than a wave. It was a solid mass. The first attacks had been only scouting missions, they realized, as they watched the choking, boiling rush swarm toward them. Just scouts. They called it the first assault. During its half-hour length, 2,000 warriors died. One out of every 5 humans.
What's incredible, said Forrest, was that we held it all.
But they did hold, against that assault, and against the next, and the next. But by then, all was a mass of warfare and death and smoke and blistered ants and ruptured plasteel, and some officer got smart and called for troops to move back and dig in at another spot. About then, the mortars started falling, coming from the knuckle itself, and it got so bad that they moved again almost immediately.
We weren't just retreating. We were running. But then we found a real good spot and dug in a little better than ever before. We had the best of the best left, you know, and plenty of power left, and we blew big holes in them then. Big, big holes. But, damn it, we were still getting chewed. We should have just run like hell, and I told them so. But they wouldn't listen to me, those idiot officers. Felix, they still didn't know what was going on. Not even then. They hadn't seen the fighting from up front like the rest of us. They still thought the Knuckle was a goddamn mountain fort.
Isn't it? Asked Felix, puzzled.
Felix,
she said slowly, stopping and looking at him.
That is no fort. It isn't even a mountain.
Then what is it?
It's a hive.